WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for tuning in this morning for another edition of The Opening Bell. It's our Tuesday edition. The number of job openings in Chicago is higher than the national average, and so is the median pay. The latest Glassdoor.com job market report is out, and joining us this morning to talk a little bit about it is Daniel Zhao, senior economist at Glassdoor. Daniel, I want to begin first by looking at this follow-up to the jobs report, a really strong jobs report last Friday. I want to talk locally about what we're seeing in the Chicago area and a few other big cities. Is there a headline from the research that you have put together here?
Yeah, so for Chicago, in Glassdoor's job market report, we're really seeing a sweet spot of growth in both job openings and pay, which is a good sign for inclusive growth.
So give us a sense of this. I know the pay part of this is an important thing because we've been seeing that nationally as well. What are some of the numbers here involved?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so pay in Chicago is up 1.6%, which relative to the national numbers on Glassdoor of 1.4% is roughly in line with average, a little bit above. And then for job openings, Chicago's up 0.8% versus actually a small decline nationally of 0.4%.
What's happening in Chicago that might be different from the rest of the country where these numbers are concerned?
Well, Chicago has an advantage over some of the larger cities like New York or in San Francisco, where rising cost of living is really eating into pay, as well as the incentives for employers to move to those cities. Chicago benefits a little bit from being able to attract employers who aren't deterred by that cost of living issue.
I would encourage anybody who hasn't seen the data yet that you've put together to go and look at it, because you've gotten it's very detailed. I want to go down some of the different job openings here. Depending on what you're looking for, I mean, construction jumps off the page here, consumer electronics, some other areas as well, information technology. These are the areas in Chicago where there are the most job openings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's especially interesting how diverse it is. Like, there certainly are some industries that are doing better than others, but it's certainly not concentrated in just blue-collar positions, for example, or white-collar positions. It's really broad-based.
Any surprises from those numbers? I know there are a couple of these different sectors that we see double-digit negative numbers. Any of those surprise you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say probably the most surprising is the internet and tech number. Obviously, this is a smaller subset of the broader technology industry, but that saw a 71% drop in job openings. That's pretty large. We suspect that might have to do with the fact that early 2018 was pretty strong for the tech industry, but then you saw a lot of scandals and concern about regulation come in, which might be deterring larger employers from hiring more until they understand exactly how that's going to shake out.
From the number of, let's look at employer size here, the open jobs by employer mm-hmm. size. What do these numbers tell you?
Well, I think it's really interesting to see strong growth in job openings for the smallest employers, and that's a trend that we see nationally as well. I think that's a very positive sign. Small businesses represent a very large percentage of employment overall across the American economy. So confidence amongst the smallest employers is really a positive sign for the labor market overall.
Right. So if you look at, let's say, employers employee under 51 employees and 51 to 200, both of those together, 14.2% and 9.5%, that's a strong showing by small business.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's definitely a good sign for Chicago and the broader economy.
So if somebody is out there still looking for a job, and we know there are lots of people still out job hunting, or maybe they want to switch job, who's getting paid the most? What kind of position?
Well, it's interesting because there are certainly some, I guess, like traditional white-collar positions that are getting very high pay, everything from attorneys to data scientists. But those jobs are actually seeing slower pay growth. In fact, the jobs that are seeing the fastest pay growth are jobs at the lower end of the wage spectrum. So jobs like bank tellers, cashiers, bartenders, and some middle skill jobs like truck drivers as well are seeing very, very strong wage growth.
Yeah, you know, bartender up year over year, 9.9%. What would be happening in that sector?
Well, some of that has to do with the increase in minimum wages and how that puts pressure on the bottom end of the wage spectrum. But just in general, we're running out of workers. The labor market is running out of workers, and employers need to raise wages in order to attract people off the sidelines.
And talk to us a little bit more about that. I mean, in addition to raising wages, what are employers doing to try to stay competitive as they, again, compete for whatever worker is out there vying for the few jobs that are available, or these jobs that are available?
Mm-hmm. I'd say employers are really doing two things, one of which is that they're looking to improve non-monetary compensation. So you might see employers focus on things like better benefits or better on-the-job training. And on top of the second thing I would say is that employers are realizing the value of some of the intangibles, like not even compensation-related, but culture-related, to help people really feel connected to the employer and their workplace.
It is, as we go through the list here of all the different job and pay, year-over-year pay numbers, there are very few of them that are actually seeing a decrease, and that has to be continuing to be positive.
Yeah, overall, these numbers are very positive for the labor market. I know that there's been some concern recently about a slowdown, but the labor market is still historically tight, and that's really translating positively into pay.
And the million-dollar question, I think, is how long can this continue? How long can we see these numbers continue?
That's a great question. I think the long story short, we're not at full employment yet. At least for the next few months, we certainly anticipate pay growth to remain strong and the labor market to remain healthy.
What advice would you give potential candidates for jobs in the competitive areas to set themselves aside from, to make themselves look different from the others?
That's a good question. I'd say it's all about making sure that you have the right balance of skills. So obviously, as, data and technology really comes to the forefront, brushing up on those skills is very valuable, but there are also a lot of soft skills like communication and leadership that are really portable and useful across a wide variety of job titles and industries. So I would say really making sure that you have that balance of hard and soft skills is important.
Give us a sense of how you put these numbers together. How is it different when you see like the jobs report from the last mm-hmm. week? How do you pull some of this data together?
Mm-hmm. Well, Glassdoor's job market report is interesting because it's a real-time insight on job openings and pay. So we, as one of the largest jobs and recruiting sites in the country, we have a unique perspective on the number of job openings across the entire economy. And also, because a lot of users come to Glassdoor and use it as a forum to share their salary information, we can use that to understand what the trends in pay are across the United States as well.
What else from this report would you like to highlight? And I guess one of the things I'd like to know is how Chicago is competing with other big cities.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's interesting to see the combination of job opening growth and pay growth. So, for example, there are some cities like New York, which have very strong pay growth, but they actually have a decrease in job openings. And I think that that's a signal that some of the larger cities are really suffering from cost of living issues and perhaps more inequitable growth. Whereas you have a few cities in the sweet spot like Chicago, Atlanta, and I believe Seattle, which have both an increase in job openings and an increase in pay. And I think that that's really a positive sign for those local labor markets.
And if you are outside of Chicago and you're looking for a job, these numbers are attractive enough where you should look here if you want to move.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that this can be this data can be an interesting tool for job seekers to consider where they should be relocating to.
All right, Daniel, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks.
Daniel Zhao, a senior economist at Glassdoor.com, with us on the Job Market Report. You can find that at Glassdoor.com. Also, have linked out on social media to that this morning.